Apsara, among the Seelie. She sings the orphaned river's plaint to monsoon winds and thunderhead mothers, and they laugh. Their songs have tones, tones, semitones, and different seasons. Like you stepped on a cat. She slices her tongue in half to sing their tones, tones, semitones, hides with them from cars and church bells, sheds sandalwood for oak, plants silence. Packy, 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 serve your betters. She runs to she-arms, thorn strong, petal soft and white, to clear brook music that quenches and chants, envelops her. He finds her exotic. Among the Devas. She sings in tones, tones, semitones, dances different rhythms, and they laugh. Their tongues are broken and foreign or what? She weeps for captive Jinni, naked, begging, stark-eyed children, and the Taj. Her grief rhymes the court with salt and silence. You don't like it here? Then go. She learns again the taste of Amrit, more bitter than her memory, and monsoon's first warm tears more sweet. Exile. Where Kitsune and Anansi are strangers together, she is not strange. She can wear eucalyptus redwood coconut, sing in tones, tones, ragas. She can takita taka dhimi dance. But when monsoon is a memory and dust wind dries her voice away, she listens, alone, for coyote's sobbing giggle. And he laughs.